Hi, in this video I'll show you how to continuously deploy from TFS using Octopus Deploy and TFS Build. Our application is a very basic ASP.NET MVC web app, and it just shows a few details about the application that was built. Source control is provided by Visual Studio Online using Team Foundation version control, but everything I show you can be applied to on-premises TFS as well as Git in TFS. I have a build setup that runs on every check-in. It uses a hosted build controller, and it uses the latest build template for Team Foundation version control. Again, these steps are applicable to other templates and on-premises build controllers and agents as well. In Octopus, I've set up a single application with a process that has one NuGet package build step. Ultimately, this is where we want our builds to end up, in this NuGet package. Let's start by configuring our Octopus project. We're going to use two features introduced in Octopus 2.6, lifecycles and automatic release creation. I've already created a lifecycle that defines an automatic release to our dev environment, so let's choose that lifecycle. Now, because we've got a NuGet deploy step that uses a package from the built-in feed, we can also use the automatic release creation feature. So let's turn that on. Now, when a new package is published to Octopus's NuGet feed, a release will be created and it will be deployed to our dev environment. Now let's configure our .NET project and build definition to automatically publish a package to the Octopus feed. We're going to make use of Octopack to create a NuGet package and publish it to the Octopus feed. So let's add a NuGet package. We'll search for Octopack. And we'll add it to our project. Now let's edit our build definition to pass some arguments to MS Build, allowing Octopack to do its magic. We need to look in Build and Advanced for our MS Build arguments. If you're using a different build process template, this might be in a slightly different location. We want to pass three arguments. The first argument is run Octopack. The value we pass it is true. This will result in Octopack creating a NuGet package for our project. The second argument is Octopack publish package to HTTP. And we need to provide the location of our NuGet feed inside Octopus. To find this, inside Octopus we click on Library and then Packages. And we can see there's a description of how to push using NuGet. And so we can grab this URL and paste it in here. The final argument is for our API key, the Octopack publish API key property. To find that, we'll go back to Octopus, click on my name, on profile, and API keys. We create a one-time API key and give it a decent name so we know when we need to revoke it. So let's copy and paste that and put that back in our project. And we can save our build definition now. And that's all we need to do. What should happen now is when we make a change to our code and check it in, this build will run. Octopack will create a package, push it to our NuGet feed inside Octopus Deploy. And in Octopus, this project should automatically create a release, and that release should be pushed to our dev environment. So let's give it a try. So let's make a code change and check it in. I'm going to change the title that appears. So let's check that in. And because we have a continuous integration build, we should see a build already created by Team Foundation Server. That's currently queued, so we'll just wait for that to start. So while we're waiting for that to build, let's just refresh our memories on what's going on with our website. We have a web app which has a title of homepage. In Octopus, let's have a look at what our dashboard says. We can see we're on version 1.0.5, which was released about 3 minutes ago. There we go, our build succeeded. Let's have a look at what's happening in Octopus. We can see we've already got a deployment happening, 1.0.6, and it's being pushed out to our development environment automatically. And it succeeded. Let's go back to our homepage and refresh. And when ASP.NET decides to spin up again, we should see a new version number, a new build number, and a new title in the tab. And there we go. New version 0.540, a new build right now, US time, of course, because we're building on a build server, and a new title. And that's all there is to it.